Now, the Sight Loss Charity RIV wants you to get involved, wants you to become more a part of the charity and shape the charity. And they've been giving you some quick polls that they would like you to get involved with. And also, they have been offering opportunities that you can get involved with various activities, perhaps giving feedback. And we're actually going to start with that. It's called Play Your Part. Natalie Swiderska coordinates all this sort of stuff. She joins us now. Hello.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And you've got something along the Play Your Part lines, haven't you, this week?
Yeah. So in Play Your Part, as you said, yeah, I've got lots of opportunities, all slightly different and all for different people. And then usually a little bit more involved than a survey or a quick poll. So the one we've got at the moment is we're looking for people in the northwest. So we're talking about Newcastle. I mean, this is quite a big area, but Newcastle, Middlesbrough, Darlington, Durham, Sunderland and the likes to get involved in our network committee. And the network committee is going to work alongside staff to help sort of steer what they do in that local area. So we're looking for people who are blind or partially sighted. You don't have to have any real experience. We'll kind of support you through understanding what you need to do. We'll talk to you about what the opportunity is about. All you'll probably need to give is they meet every 2 months, once every 2 months for a few hours. Just to talk about what's happening in the area, what might need to be focused on, kind of some priorities or some activities that are happening. It should be really interesting and definitely give you lots of skills and opportunities to meet other people and get involved in what we're doing. And all the details about how to get in touch about that are on the Play Your Part board. So I can give you the details about how to find that soon. So the closing date to get in touch with us is the end of August, and there will be a sort of informal interview because they want to kind of appoint the right person, so be aware of that, but it should be quite easy going, and we'll talk you through what it is you need to do. So just get in touch, yeah, before the end of the month.
What are the advantages, would you say, of getting involved like this on a ground roots level?
Well, I guess it's important if we're kind of trying to find out what it is that people want in the local area, that's the best way for you to tell us exactly what it is, what is needed, what is going on, where the gaps are, what the problems are, where we might be able to help, or how we might be able to kind of get more involved and link with other people and connect with different activities, or sort of, I don't know, help get you more involved in doing something fun and social, connect you up with other people. So, you know, we as staff don't necessarily know everything that's happening on the ground. We don't know the real issues that people are facing day to day because we're not necessarily living it. So if you get involved and work with us and tell us all of this stuff and help us to sort of direct what we do, that's exactly sort of the best way of helping you to then do what it is you want to do. So we definitely need people who live and breathe and know what's happening in their local area, keen to kind of help work with us. And when we say the network committee, we're not necessarily just talking about RNIB. Some members of the network committee come from other local charities or the council. It's kind of linked quite, it's networked quite widely. So you'll have, you know, the idea is to work with the bigger community in that area. So it's hopefully it'll be quite influential and quite useful to everybody in that, you know, in changing what's happening on your doorstep.
The thing is, taking an opportunity like this, it could be a springboard to something else. You just never know, is it? It's another activity. It's more people that you meet and it's more ideas that you bounce around.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've had people say to me that some of the reasons they like this sort of stuff is because, you know, they get to meet other people. They may not have met people before and kind of it's nice to make friends, or, yeah, they get new skills. They meet other kind of, they know what else is going on in the area. They get to do other activities. They get to do something new. They get to just get out of the house and feel kind of like they're got something to do every day, and they feel a bit like, you know, useful again perhaps. So yeah, it kind of benefits people in lots of different ways
and can get you back into a routine perhaps if that you might not have been in now.
Yeah,
the other thing we've been talking about and you've been quite passionate about is these quick polls. Tell us about them.
Yeah, so quick polls happen every fortnight. They're quick and snappy. They're supposed to be anyway. Let's hopefully they'll stay that way. So yeah, they're just a quick, easy way for you to give us an opinion on different topics, and the topics change every fortnight. and they've been going very well. We've been running them since January. We want more people to get involved because obviously they give us a snapshot of kind of people's experiences or feelings, which helps us then to tweak something or change something or approach something. Some of the staff have said that they've used some of the quotes that people have given in talking to other sort of organizations or product designers. It's been useful in their kind of meetings that they've been having to say, look, this is exactly what people are thinking and feeling and telling us about your product or shopping experiences or whatever it might be. So the new poll is open. It closes next week because we're in the middle of the fortnightly cycle. But this one is on just general accessibility of services that you need and want to access. So it kind of covers quite a variety of stuff. It's quite a light touch one. This one is kind of in conjunction with a local society, so they wanted to kind of get some wider feelings, but we will also be using it in a bigger piece of work, so which I can tell you about in a moment. But yeah, that's the quick poll, and again, you can find it quite easily by googling RNIB quick poll, and you'll find the link and all the information there. So you can do it online or you can do it over the phone with the team in Peterborough, and all of our contact details are on that page by again googling RNIB connect quick poll.
It's interesting, I did what was the poll, it's a couple of, I don't think it was the last one, it was one before where it was about recognizing shops and places on the high street and how important logos are. And it really made me think, actually, that shops that I don't go to because I struggled to see the logo or recognise it. And I thought, I actually hadn't really thought how important that can actually be as beacons of where you go when you're still relying on some site.
Yeah, I'm just doing the results from that survey, actually, and it's really interesting. And there are some common themes in there, and actually people have said that sometimes some logos are really inaccessible, and some are quite memorable as well, but the common thing is about it being easily to be recognized and easily identifiable and also being quite clear. But then when they talk about actually shopping experiences directly, there's a lot of sort of thoughts coming back to how people are being treated by staff or the general public. And a couple of people have mentioned about the anxieties around that and or feeling of self-conscious. So there's some really, really fascinating feedback in that. I mean, that particular survey is going to our PR team, and it's going to influence some work we're doing around our own logo development. But it'll also perhaps be used when talking to, we do a lot of work with high street stores and other restaurants and that kind of thing, to help see, obviously through campaigns and lots of other bits of work we do to help people be more accessible, those shops and restaurants be more accessible. So this is very, very useful in kind of providing them with a bit of evidence. So you should see some of the your quotes and some of your responses being used over the coming months when we start to do more sort of public work and some of our conversations with these people. So yeah, really good, and I thank everybody for getting involved in it.
I'm still waiting for my lollipop.
Well, you'll have to wait, you have to keep going. You need one every week now before you get your lollipop.
Before we get the contact details, Natalie, you were going to mention something about a survey.
Yeah, it's slightly linked to the quick polls, but it's a bit more in depth. It's going to take you a bit longer. But if you're into surveys and sort of showing your opinions that way, this one's very, very important. It came to us. It's still kind of hot off the press. It's not quite ready for you to get involved in, but by the end of the week it will be. So look at the Play Your Part and Quick Poll board. I will post it on both of those just so you can find it. But what it is it's going to inform where we concentrate our efforts as an organisation, and it's looking quite widely at the barriers that people face every day. That could be anywhere from cluttered streets, websites, workplace, lots and lots of things. We're working to challenge all of these issues through awareness raising, services, campaigning, new innovation, talking to other companies and organizations like I mentioned before. So we want to do a bigger survey around what those barriers are and what the biggest challenges are. So we really need lots of people to complete this survey. This one's very, very important. And I mean, I've said to you about the quick polls, and you might think, oh, this sounds like the quick poll we've just talked about, the shopping experiences, that's inaccessible to some. So we will be using past quick polls, the results from those, to support this survey and the results from the survey. But this is going to be open for a few weeks. So I think it's open till the, let me just find the date. Yeah, 6th of September, but it will take you a bit longer to do. There is a phone number you can call and do it again with one of our advisors. But I'll post all that information on both the quick poll and Play Your Part board so you can find it. But we really would like you to get involved. So do have a think about that.
And how do we find the Play Your Part and quick poll boards?
So the easiest way is to just Google RNIB Play Your Part or RNIB Connect Quick Poll, and you should find it on the, should find it really easily. All the information will be on there. Contact details, phone numbers, as well as the web links to take you to the surveys directly if you want to do it yourself.
And please do get involved. Natalie Swiderska, always a pleasure to catch up with you. We will speak with you very soon.
Thank you, Si. Bye.